This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is a podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
Hi, Amy Angel.
Hi, that was a great new way to start the episode.
How are you feeling?
Good, good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Just, you know, enjoying this slightly warmer weather we're having over in the UK.
I just don't trust it.
I know, you've
been very... It keeps going really sunny and then absolutely pissing it down. It's
so bad. We do live in Manchester, though.
Mm. So. But you go to work in the morning with a fucking bikini on. You come back home swimming in the water that the rain's...
That's a good shout, actually. We should start doing that.
Absolutely.
Some
not.
Nice swimwear out in the shops at the minute, ready for our hauls. Holly bobs.
Swimwear diet.
Still need your SPF on every day, Ames.
Yes, I know.
Every single day.
I know. I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. So I guess it's just the old ep for today.
God, we're boring. Who have we turned into?
Yeah, who have we turned into? I don't know. Some boring little shrew.
We're just not who we used to be.
We're not.
Maybe we're drifting apart.
Oh, don't do this to me.
I'm joking.
Also, for the... we had a really cute little message from somebody on Instagram. And it was, she was basically saying, oh, I still need to figure out which of you is the dry skin.
I loved that.
Yeah, Charlie is dry. I am a dry bitch.
I am also dry.
You're oily.
I'm combination.
Oh my God, make your mind up.
Why are you judging people with combination skin?
Do you think I also have combination skin?
To be oily and dry? Do you think I want this?
No.
No.
Nobody wants that.
Shut your mouth.
Nobody wants it.
No.
But yeah. If you're wondering who's got what, there you go.
Mm.
Charlie is a dry ass bitch, and Ames is a...
Stop leaving me out.
Ames is confused.
Actually, Liony told me.
Yeah, they did. Actually, that's a very good point. If you've not listened to our Liony episodes and you still don't quite know your own skin type, then get yourself booked in for a little test or go back and have a little listen.
Good little plug there.
Yeah.
Mm. So what are we doing today?
So today we are going to be looking into witch hazel.
Yeah, we are.
Witch hazel.
Something that's in quite a lot of products, I feel.
Yeah, and I've got a bit of a confession to make.
Go on.
I've only just realised that tea tree oil and witch hazel is not the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. I know, that's really stupid of me, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty stupid.
Yeah, so basically...
You call yourself a skinfluencer.
I know, well, my entire teenage life was centred around finding spot treatments because I was a spotty, ugly, greasy little vole.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Oh, God, I was awful. I'm not ashamed to say this sounds big-headed, but I've blossomed. I wish you could see what I looked like a little skinny rat with spots, wonky teeth. Oh, God, it's just awful. Awful. So I researched and found all these different products, and I think they all kind of blended into one in my own mind.
Mm.
But, yeah, it is found in a lot of different products, and there's plenty of different ways you can use it, of which I'll speak about later.
Yeah, a lot of benefits as well from using it.
Yeah, so we're basically just going to go through what it is, what it's good for, and then I'll quickly talk about how to use it and different skin types that should be and shouldn't be using it.
Yeah, amazing.
Basically, yeah. So where do you want to start?
Should we start on what it actually is?
Yeah, good shout.
Right, so it's a plant, more specifically a shrub. Shrub. I really like that word.
Shrub.
Known as, and please bear with me here.
God, here we go.
Hamalaeus virginiana.
Hamalaeus virginiana.
Did I nail that?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Amazing. But, you know, if you're wanting to go and pick up some Hamalaeus virginiana, some pure as it can get, it predominantly grows in eastern and midwestern regions of the US and southern Canada.
Oh.
Just a little fun fact thrown in there for you. You never know if you're going to get some trivia on witch hazel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they extract the liquid from the leaves, the twigs and the bark to make the witch hazel. So none of this shrub is going to waste. They're using it all.
The whole thing. Good.
Getting, what's the word? when you're making the most sufficient, is it?
Efficient.
Efficient, yeah. Mm-hmm. Being really efficient with this witch hazel business. Yeah. But yeah, so basically it's full of tannins, and the tannins come from the bark,
mm-hmm.
and the tannins are responsible for making the witch hazel naturally astringent, which helps to remove extra oil from the skin. Mm-hmm. Now, we spoke about astringent product. I can't say it. Astringent products a lot in the toner
episode, yeah.
Because normally,
way back when, by the way,
that was so long ago. But yeah, astringents quite often contain a lot of alcohol, which is obviously really harsh on the skin. And we mm-hmm. would never tell you to go for a product with a lot of alcohol in it. But witch hazel is clean. It's clean.
It's a clean ass bitch.
Yeah, but although obviously it's still an astringent, works in the same way as all the others do. And yeah. you'll mention later on, won't you, like what kind of skin types can and can't use
it. Yeah.
So yeah.
What's it good for, Ames?
Well, probably worth actually saying what an astringent does, because I didn't mention that. I think I've got it in my notes somewhere, but as I'm talking about it now, we need to stop doing that.
I know.
I didn't even realise we were being recorded then. So me and Charlie go around the house going, "Oi, Charlie, what's for tea?" And we'll talk about that for hours.
We probably go through a solid 6 accents in one evening.
Yeah.
Varying between American, Scouse, Australian, Broad Yorkshire and Southern.
Scottish, I'd say as well.
Sometimes we do Scottish, yeah.
So basically, let's get back to it in the normal northern voice.
Yeah.
What an astringent does is it causes your skin to contract, which helps reduce the look and tightens and smooths your skin.
So it's that really
reduce
tight...
the look. I didn't even finish
reduce
that sentence.
Reduce the look of your pores.
Yeah. Which tightens and smooths your skin, basically. That's...
It like kind of like sucks everything in, which is that really tight feeling.
Yeah.
Some people like that, some people don't. And obviously there's some skin types that shouldn't really be using it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll go through that later.
Yeah, so that is everything on what witch hazel is. Mm-hmm. What's it good for?
What is it good for? Absolutely loads.
All right, I was going with the original then.
Be creative.
Thanks. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Miss Creative. I'm not. I've been really failing on words to insult you here. I'm just picking at nothing. So basically, the first thing I've got is that it releases inflammation. So it contains loads of compounds with anti-inflammatory properties, and tannins are one of these properties. And also gallic acid. And that just reminds me of garlic, like garlic.
I feel like people in Leeds would spell garlic like gallic. G-A-L-L-I-C.
But yeah, it also contains antioxidants that help neutralise free radicals,
which
is a big...
Yeah, very good for if you're living in a city.
Mm, just like us. So helping treat acne, that's another point on its own, because that's quite a big one that came up quite regularly. There does need to be more definitive research to say that witch hazel has like a single ingredient applied topically on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
If it can like treat acne, it can't. It can help it because obviously of all the anti-inflammatory properties that it has. I feel like I'm saying inflammatory too much.
Inflammalamalam.
I feel like it's not a real word anymore.
Inflammalam.
You know when you say something over and over and over again?
Inflammalam.
So anyway, back on the acne train for the fifth or sixth millionth time, just to put a bit of context in there for you guys, I've had to re-record this so many times because I keep wording this sentence wrong and I'm getting really frustrated and I've said inflammatory so many times.
You need a nap today.
Basically, the tannins are thought to be effective. That's the word I'm looking for. I was like, I've said it wrong again. When applied directly to the skin, because they can help reduce the swelling, repair broken skin and fight bacteria. There, I've said it.
Well done. Thank you. Have you got something else to say?
Well, it kind of all merges into one, you know, when I'm saying that. It helps swelling, helps repair broken skin, and it's anti-inflammatory, because then that then leads on to the fact that it can reduce skin irritation.
Yeah.
But it's literally all for the same reason. Like, I don't want to keep repeating myself.
You're just bored of saying the word inflammalamalamatry, aren't you?
I am. I really, really am. But yeah, so it's just really good for inflamed, irritated or broken skin.
Yeah.
That's basically what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It can also be really good when used for your scalp, you know?
Yeah, I know. I was going to go into this later.
Yeah.
Later.
Well, do you want me to leave that to you? Because I'm clearly ready to just go and lie down.
Yeah, you can do. If you just need a break. Just sit back.
I can see it in my notes. The word inflammatory again.
I'm going to play some nice soothing whale sounds.
I bet I sound so angry on this episode.
And everything's going to be fine. You're going to be okay, Amy?
I'm going to be fine. I just feel sorry for you having to.
You're
going to
pop a spot.
I haven't got one to pop.
No, I mean you're going to pop a spot because you're so stressed out.
Oh, right.
Anyway.
I mean, I'm not complaining that I haven't not got a spot to pop.
Yeah.
I have not got one,
piss off. No spots.
But yeah.
Well,
I think I've made my point clear.
Yeah, you have. Let's just put a quick end to that
music
I've just played. So I'm going to speak about like the scalp sensitivity in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you can use witch hazel as like a direct pure oil. It's not really an oil. It's just like as the liquid.
Yeah.
Or you can get it in quite a lot of products. There's a lot of toners, cleansers.
I often see it in quite a lot of toners. The Thayer's one is witch hazel one, isn't it? And I've heard so many good reviews about that, and it's not that expensive.
No, it's really cheap, which is what I was going to say. So obviously you can buy it in its pure form, or you can buy it within products. I would be inclined to say, if you are going to buy some, just buy it in its pure form, and then you can add it to different products.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Because basically, as I was going to speak about later, dry skin types really should be avoiding witch hazel, because like you were saying, the way it works, it kind of tightens everything and it gives you that feeling of like when your face like is just super tight. And I don't like that feeling because I do have quite dry skin. But if you suffer with acne and you have dry skin like me, I've read quite a few things about how people were mixing it with coconut oil and jojoba oil and stuff like that. So if you're going to mix it, if you're going to have it and you want to use it and you've got dry skin, then mix it with something that's really moisturising, or maybe just pure squalane or something.
You've got a lot more control over it then, haven't you?
Yeah,
however much you're using, what you want the ratio to be for the moisturising to the witch hazel as well. So.
So if you've got dry skin, definitely be mixing it with something that's going to be really oily and moisturising. The Thayer's toner, the rose one, the rose really helps to add a bit of moisture back into your skin. I've not used it, but that's what all the reviews are saying. And then don't use on, if you've got super, super inflamed, sensitive skin, just stay away. Just use something super calming, super soothing. I don't know if this is going to be the one. I know you mentioned it's like anti-inflammatory and everything, but I just, like, if you just think about if your skin is super sore, I feel like adding something on that can be quite astringent is just maybe not the best
thing
to
do. It's one of those as well where if you've got super inflamed skin in the first place, then you really should be stripping back your skincare routine just to the most like natural ingredients, what you trust, what you know your skin will work well with. Don't start adding things in the pipeline that you don't know how it's going to react on your skin if it's already super sensitive and inflamed.
Yeah, exactly. So what I was saying about this scalp is that obviously if you've got like quite a sore scalp, I think there was a study that you'd read that was like 1,300-ish people who were using shampoo with witch hazel in said it reduced the irritation.
When I was reading that, I thought, what an odd number.
Yeah, just round really it up. 1,373.
Round it up.
Yeah, rogue. But yeah, obviously, so it can really help with irritation. However, again, you can just add drops of it into your shampoo. So I feel like it is drying. So if you're using a shampoo that's drying on your scalp, or it's going to try and soothe some irritation there, remember, you're not just putting it on your scalp, you're putting it all over your hair.
Yeah.
So it could be quite, if you've got dry ends, it could just be a bit too dry. Get yourself your favourite shampoo and add a few drops in if you buy the pure form, and then Bob's your uncle. You can kind of getting on there. But having said that, if you are suffering with a sore scalp, I often used to suffer with it. I think one, mine's made worse with stress, but two, I've switched to paraben and sulfate free shampoos and my scalp is completely normal.
You've
not
had an issue with it recently,
nope,
have you?
Not at all. Honestly, I used to have patches of it and it would be so itchy and I'd used to just pick at it, but I haven't had an issue at all. And
I think we're going to do an ep on hair care and scalp aren't we? So if anybody would actually be interested and would like to listen to that, then please do let us know.
It's
a bit of a rogue
questions.
One, isn't it, for us, hair
it
care
is, yeah.
But we do like to branch out every now and then.
We do, yeah. So I would suggest switching to especially sulfate free. Parabens aren't good for you anyway, so paraben free and sulfate free. A lot of brands are kind of latching onto that at the minute, so they'll often put it on the front of the bottle, but just double check at the back. So sodium lauryl sulfate is really bad, and also if you're getting your hair coloured, that's really bad for your hair colouring. So says my hairdresser. It's the thing that makes it like bubbly like makes it foamy. But then they just use something else instead of it. So basically, switch to sulfate free, add a bit of witch hazel in if you want, but don't use it all the time. And then hopefully you've got a nice little concoction of like shampoo products that's going to do you some good.
Make your hair look nice and glowy and shiny.
Yeah. That's it. There are a few little bits and bobs flying around, like hacks about it being good for insect bites and like itches and and some, as Amy's written, big fat hemorrhoids.
What do you mean I've written that? They're your notes.
So yeah, apparently I've never had hemorrhoids, so I can't vouch for this. No. But to be honest, I've never used it topically. However, I mean, in its pure form. However, if you do want to use it in its pure form without mixing it into anything, make sure you use a cotton bud to do it, because obviously it's antibacterial. And if you're shoving your dirty finger in there and then putting it on your face,
putting your bum,
it's not gonna do much yet. Oh God!
I also just said bum grapes, and you completely ignored it.
I legit didn't even hear
bum
that.
Grapes. And he carried on talking, and I was like, I need to address that, otherwise people are going to be like, what the fuck?
She's weird.
What's she on about? Fucking bum grapes for?
I'm really sorry if you've got hemorrhoids and you're listening to Amy calling them bum grapes.
My friend's mum had hemorrhoids, and she used to laugh at us calling them bum grapes.
Maybe they'll find it funny. I don't know, I feel like if I had hemorrhoids, I'd be like,
it's a medical issue. Piss off.
Can't help it. Well, maybe witch hazel will help.
Yeah. We're offering you a solution. Well, maybe not a solution, but reliever.
Come on.
Helping hand.
I think you need a helping hand
soother,
today.
Something that might soothe it. We're offering you some kind of help.
Relief.
That sounds weird when you're talking about your bum.
Well, I guess it would be a relief, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Well, that's all
grapes.
Of my notes.
Yeah, that to be fair, it was quite a short and sweet one, which is why I'm so frustrated. It took me so long to get my points out.
Get your words out. I'm going to have a big edit on that.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it for today.
Yeah, it's not a very long one, is it?
No, it's not. And I think our brains are slightly broken.
Mm.
I don't know why.
I think I'm just a bit hungry.
Yeah, me too.
I also really need the toilet. We came up before we came to record. I was like, I need a wee. And Charlie was like, well, the door's locked. Not in the flat, obviously. She wouldn't lock me in work.
That's what you think.
Get lost. So in the studio at work, the door is locked upstairs. And I had to go back downstairs. But
this is the most boring story.
Somebody's paying downstairs, so I didn't want to go back downstairs. So I just said, no, I'll record whilst needed a wee. It won't be that long. And here I am, literally about to piss myself.
Well, that's it for story time. I'm sorry about that, ladies and gents.
And downstairs.
She had to go upstairs, downstairs, and then she still needs a wee.
I need a wee.
She's probably still going to need a wee when you're listening to this, because you piss like a racehorse, Amy.
I really do.
Yes. So
I drink a lot of water.
Yeah, you do.
Glowy.
Staying hydrated. So on that note, I guess all we have to say is thanks for listening, pal.
Thanks for bearing with me.
Yeah, if you are enjoying our episodes, then please, 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 please leave us a little review on iTunes, because it's super cute when we see them and it warms our little hearts a little bit. And then if you want to see some really ugly pictures of us, then go to our birthday.skin on Instagram and look at our tagged pictures. It's quite funny. Yeah.
I don't even have access to this account. You can literally post a picture of anything. I don't even know the
password.
I'm
quite enjoying taking ugly pictures and thinking I'm going to put that on Birthday Skin IRL. Mwah. I'm going to see you in 7 days' time.
Yeah, well, I'll see you in here in 7 days' time.
Yeah.
But we're
going to
make this joke every single time. Ha! We're not going home then. You're not coming home.
I'm going to eat my dinner.
Yeah, same.
So long farewell. Avida saying goodbye.
Avida saying goodbye.